and invite those who are serving to come forward, please. If you love the Lord this morning, you're welcome to this table. It's the Lord's table, and He invites us to come. As we're singing those songs, I couldn't help but think that when we come to communion, we naturally, and the elements, this bread and this wine, this juice, would lead us toward the death of Jesus. It's incredible what He did for us. But it's also about the resurrection, because the death would be meaningless if there was no resurrection. And we live on the privileged side of the cross. Jesus has risen from death, and we celebrate this incredible thing that has happened, His giving of Himself to us. So when we take communion, we're sharing in Jesus' life and His love. It's a total thing. This love and this life didn't begin at the Lord's Supper. Communion actually started before the foundation of the world when we were chosen in Him. We were chosen to share in the love and the life shared by the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Did you know that? We've been brought into an amazing experience of life. Communion is about God's desire to share Himself with us. And in a short time, I'm going to read from the scriptures that I think is one of the most amazing passages that I've ever read. God was determined to adopt us as His children. He's a Father who loves us with an incredible love demonstrated in Jesus' giving of Himself. So it's appropriate and right to remember communion as a reminder that God has invited us to participate in what He is doing in the world. It's more than just remembrance. We can remember His death, but it's to remember why He came, why Jesus came. It's to remember our salvation in its fullness. And so today I invite you, if you come to this service and there are issues in your life that need cleansing and forgiveness and wholeness, if you come here today and you've got stuff going on in your body that you need a touch, a healing touch from the Lord, then as you take bread and as you take wine this morning, you're taking into yourself this amazing thing. Nothing magical, but miraculous. That God invites us to share with Him, and He comes in all His fullness to us. So when Jesus told us to remember Him, He wasn't asking us just to focus on His suffering, but to focus on His love for us and for the world. And I want to remind you by reading from 1 Corinthians 11. The same night in which He was handed over, He took bread and He gave thanks. And He said, "Take and eat your fill. It is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He also took a cup. "This cup seals the new agreement, the new covenant with My blood. Drink it. And whenever you drink this, remember Me." And I would simply say, and My mission to the world. Let's give thanks. Lord, we thank You for this simple but profound reminder of all that has been accomplished and Jesus giving Himself for us. The incredible love that took Him to the cross. But the amazing thing that happened, that He rose from death and lives by the power of the Spirit and indwells each one of us. What an amazing thing. So that this love might not stop 2,000 years ago, but might continue until He comes again. And so, Lord, we thank You. We thank You for bread. We thank You for juice. Simple reminders, but profound reminders. evidence of your amazing love to us. And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I invite you in your own time, your own leisure, to take the bread and the juice as you receive it. God, you're a good, good Father, and we as your children are loved by you, and we so much enjoy that. Amen.